He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, June 25th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California. Well, we're taking a look at the markets today. We were up about 50 or 60 when the gates opened. We've pulled back a little bit here. The Dow right now is up 20 points, though. Still in the green after a big sell-off on Wednesday. The Dow is at 17,986. Hey, has anybody noticed that the Dow doesn't want to move too far off of 18,000? It's been pegged there pretty much all year long. I think we're up 1% or something like that on the Dow year to date. I'll be updating my numbers this week in the newsletter. The NASDAQ is up 6 points, 5,128. It's the strongest U.S. index of all this year. It's up about 7% since the beginning of the year. It's been a pretty good year. I would say the 23% move in the biotech sector has been a big benefit to the NASDAQ. The Dow doesn't have any biotech components in it. The S&P 500 is up 2.5 points to 2,111. Yeah, it's up about 2.5% year to date. That's it. Earnings have been flat so far this year. Two big factors causing that. But it looks like those two big factors are behind us now in the rearview mirrors. Crude oil is now back up to $59.75. No more $42 per barrel. And the thought out there was, where's the bottom? Is there a bottom? Some were calling for the 30s in oil. Boy, were they wrong. Now we're back to 60. Gold is at 1173. Gold's been a poor investment. The euro's at 1.11. And bonds have been a horrible investment. The 10-year at 2.39. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we're almost halfway through. Can you believe it? 2015 is almost halfway over. And in the markets, that means that another quarter will come to an end here in about a week. The second quarter of 2015, which is expected to be another fairly flat quarter when all is said and done, when all the sales, when all the money that came in, all the income is counted, and then we count all of the expenses that went out the door, including taxes to Uncle Sam, and what's left over, if there is anything left over, is earnings. Net income, and that net income, when compared with this same quarter last year, is expected to be about the same, meaning that growth in the U.S. economy is stalled for now. It's stalled when oil prices started to drop. The economy stalled when the dollar started to rise. That's the bad news. The good news is oil is not dropping anymore. Oil has finally hit bottom for now, down in the $42 area, has rebounded all the way up to 60. Boy, we should have been all over oil futures at $42 per barrel. But I figure if T. Boone Pickens can't predict the price of oil, William Fred Gunderson is going to have a hard time predicting the price of oil, too. I'm just going to watch the way those oil stocks trade and try to leave the prediction of the oil markets to OPEC and the oil tycoons around the world, who have been wrong, by the way. But that oil plunge is behind us. No more cheap gas at the gas station. No more extra money in the consumer's pocket. It didn't seem to help anyways. Most of the consumers were using it to pay off credit card debt. That's how America rolls. And in the meantime, that screaming, roaring dollar, which was flying because the euro was tumbling, that's came to a halt, has come to a halt also. The dollar is no longer screaming. And you say, well, isn't a good, strong dollar good for the economy here in the U.S.? It's not for multinational companies that sell their products overseas and are paid in foreign currencies, and then they bring it back to America and convert it to American dollars. The exchange rate wasn't favorable for them. They took a hit on that currency exchange. And foreign products with a cheap euro, a European vacation, which is much more attractive than an American vacation, and a European car is much more attractive than an American car, and European technology was much more attractive than U.S. technology, so it did have a dampening effect on the U.S. economy. But the good news there is that screaming dollar is now behind us, and that plunging euro has settled for now. However, having said that, if they can get this Greece issue behind them, don't forget that whirring sound that you hear coming out of Brussels is a printing press, a giant printing press, printing euros just as fast as they can in a move called quantitative easing. And it is stoking the European economy, but that one little country, Greece, continues to hold the European markets down. However, if they can get that put behind them, it's do or die now for Mr. Tsipras. You know, if I was going to buy a used car, I'd probably want Mr. Tsipras to be my negotiator for that used car because he won't back down. Problem is, the owner of the used car's eventually going to tell him to stick it. You're out of here, pal. And while he might be good for used car sales, I don't know how good he is for leading a country. I've never seen communism work yet. But they think that's the answer, and that's the path they're going down. In fact, he said publicly that balancing the budget is a dead-end road, that austerity is a dead-end road. Go figure. Yeah, I had my kids tell me the same thing. Dad, not having annual passports to Disneyland is a dead-end road, Dad. Come on, Dad, wake up. Wake up to the times. Well, anyways, it's do or die time in Greece. And if Greece can get put to bed some way, one way or another, I think that euro is going to start dropping again. And I think that dollar is going to start rising again. But I don't think it's going to rise enough to put the brakes on the U.S. economy. I think the U.S. economy is starting to pick up about now. I said the second half of this year. And that begins in 1 week. Until I see evidence and facts otherwise, it looks to me like we're going to return to some pretty good growth again. It looks to me like we're going to see some pretty good growth once again in the U.S. economy. So we'll see. I think that 2016 is going to be a pretty good year for earnings in the U.S. economy. And I think that corporate earnings will be on the rise once again after flattening out here in 2015. And I think that the stock market, which follows earnings, let me give you a fishing analogy. Pardon my fishing. But you know, I was just in La Paz, Mexico, and in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, for a few days, and they're bemoaning the fact that the bait has not arrived yet up in the Sea of Cortez. Most of the bait, it seems like, is washing up on the beach in Los Angeles right now, the bait that's normally down there. We have an El Nino brewing again. But the fish follow the bait. And while there's some fishing to be had in La Paz, the bait has not really arrived yet. It's late this year. And without the bait, the fish, or wherever the bait is, that's where the fish are. And wherever the earnings are, that's where the stock price appreciation in the market is. And with a flat earnings projection for this year in the U.S., gee, look what we're getting, a flat market. But if the bait starts coming into the harbor here and into the Gulf and into the sea later this year, which is about now, I said midway through 2015, guess what? The earnings are going to start going up once again. And when earnings go up, stocks go up. So for now, 6 years, 3 months, 12 weeks, 11 weeks, I'm losing track. I've been bullish on the equities market in the U.S., and I remain bullish until further notice. But it is subject to change at some point in time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The Best Stocks Now app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the Best Stocks Now app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the medical sector has been one of the leading sectors now for the last three and a half, four years. And some thought that Obamacare was going to be overturned. Not so. It's the law of the land. It's not going away. And you may as well come to the realization that the medical sector is going to continue to be one of the biggest sectors to invest in, one of the most profitable sectors to invest in. It continues to be the frontier, really, that's taken the place of technology stocks, as where new developments are being made almost on a daily basis. It's where the most mergers and acquisitions seem to be happening. And there's a lot more people in the a lot more customers now for medical services than there were in the past. And I continue to be overweighted by a long shot in the medical and healthcare sector. That's one of the sunny sides of the street right now. And there's breakthroughs all the time in the medical sector. And one stock that I'm going to feature here as the best stock now is a company that's headquartered in Madison, Wisconsin. Not exactly a hotbed for medical discoveries, but there's a good little company there that's now $2.8 billion in market capitalization, which makes it a small cap stock called Exact Sciences. The symbol is EXAS. It's on the NASDAQ. It has four symbols. EXAS. What do they do for a living? They develop molecular diagnostics for the early detection of certain cancers. And one of the big breakthroughs that they have made recently is a non-invasive test for colon cancer. It's called ColorGuard. And in fact, the company, which just got approval for their ColorGuard product, which they can mail to you, and you can mail back to them, and they'll tell you whether or not you have those early signs of colon cancer, which is not a good thing. I've had my share of people that I've known that met their eventual demise from colon cancer. And of course, if it can be spotted early, there's ways to slow it down. There's ways to preserve one's life from colon cancer. They've did their recent quarter. Over the last 90 days, they had 21,000 tests ordered by doctors, and about 80% of those were returned. The patients were compliant, and Exact Sciences ran those tests. In the next quarter, they're expected to do 32,000 such tests. Now, Exact Sciences is not profitable yet. Exact Sciences was a $1 stock in 2009, a buck per share. I always say, don't touch penny stocks with the 10-foot pole. Well, I still believe that. I wouldn't touch a penny stock. Exact Sciences was a $1 stock. Today, it's a $32 stock. So from the bottom of the Great Recession in 2009, from $1 per share all the way up to $32 per share. And obviously, the projections that the analysts have is that this will be a profitable company someday. Now, even without profits yet, they have not had one profitable year. They have not had one profitable quarter yet, but they have a patent on this colon cancer non-invasive test, which I think is better than the alternative. Over the last 10 years, this stock has averaged, and it's a wild ride, 29% per year. Over the last 5 years, it's averaged 46% per year. This is the stock price appreciation. You're not going to get a dividend here in a small cap stock. This is not an income stock. This is a speculative company. maybe getting going from speculative to maybe aggressive. When it was a dollar, yeah, it was speculative. When it was $3, it was speculative. Now that it's 32, and now that it's a solid small cap, 2.8, I actually have it as an aggressive growth stock, moving from speculative. I recently raised it from one class to another. Over the last 3 years, Exact Sciences has delivered 44% per year, while the market's delivered 16. And get this. Over the last 12 months, of course, this includes the ColorGuard approval from the FDA, the stock is up 91% over the last 12 months. The market's up just 8. Okay. There's not a whole lot of A-plus performers in my beststocksnow.com database, but this is one of them. It gets a performance grade. In fact, let's bring it right up here to the front of the class. Remember that game? What was it? Head of the class? And there was always little Susie over there that got all the answers right. And I used to play that head of the class. Well, this one's head of the class. This is valedictorian. Move right up here to the front row. And I know it's speculative. And I know it's aggressive. But the bottom line is, it's up 91% over the last 12 months. And when I compare the short-term, intermediate-term, and long-term performance of the stock versus the other 4,100 in my database, it gets an A+. Not an A, but an A+. And it gets a momentum grade of A+. This sounds like one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. Now, what are we going to do about valuation? Well, you have a choice here. You could say, because it makes no earnings, because it makes no money, because there is no income, let's eliminate it from the database. Let's not count it. Well, then you're leaving out one of the hottest stocks in the entire market, aren't you? So we have to tweak the formula just a little bit. And this stock's going to have to live on its momentum only. Well, we do that with mutual funds. We can't put a valuation on a mutual fund, can we? So we're just ranking it on three things. It's momentum, it's safety. Well, this isn't one of the safest stocks around. It was down 82% in 2008. That's why it's in a speculative, aggressive type of category. And we can also look at the technical pattern of the stock, which is very, very powerful right now. In fact, the stock is breaking out to new all-time highs as we speak. Exact Sciences, out of 4,153 stocks, comes in at number 8 overall. And it is a stock that I own in my aggressive growth account. Some people come to me and they mark their profile as aggressive. And then I talk to them. I say, are you sure? Well, make sure that it's an aggressive profile that's appropriate, that I can give you that aggressive profile and not go outside of my fiduciary bounds. But we don't get too wild here on the aggressive side. This is a good, solid company with some very promising products here. Not a recommendation.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm. and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're talking a little bit about Greece today. We're talking a little bit about, we're almost at halftime in the market. Will the cheerleaders come out? Will we have a halftime show? And when we come back, will we see a better second half than the first half that we've seen? It's been pretty dull. I mean, it's like a 0-0 tie. It's like watching, you know, women's soccer. It's like watching the women, the U.S., and who did they play? Sweden? 0-0. Watch for 2 hours. No score. That's what the first half of this year. But we've been able to rack up some points here. Not too bad. I'm pretty happy with the first half of 2015. I'm glad I have no bond exposure. and I'm glad that I've focused on the right areas of the market. One of those continues to be healthcare. And, of course, with the Supreme Court decision, doesn't that tell you that it's not going away? Obamacare is here to stay. And that's going to do nothing but good for these healthcare stocks, drug stocks, biotech stocks, prescription drug stocks, hospital stocks. In fact, we're going to feature one here that's exploding to the upside today, and it's a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management, because I see this as a tremendous growth industry. We're going to talk next about a large cap company, a $14 billion company. Pays a tiny little dividend, 0.3%. I would still take that over a bond. Give me this thing paying 0.3%, because I also have a possibility for capital appreciation along with that 0.3%. I don't see where my capital appreciation is going to come from in the fixed income. You know, I get emails every day from different vendors. I don't know. I must be on everybody's list. And I can't block them all. I don't have time to unsubscribe. I need a full-time assistant just to unsubscribe me from all the crap I get every day. Except for my newsletter, which I send out once a week. I don't. But you can unsubscribe to that, too. If you want to unsubscribe, be my guest. I don't care. But I get stuff all the time. And yesterday, I couldn't help but notice one. Opportunities in the bond market. Really? Opportunities, and you know what the opportunity is in the bond market? PST. PST is short the bond market. There's where the opportunity is. It's going to go twice the other way of bonds. In fact, look at that chart of PST. That looks pretty interesting. Okay, let's get away from the bond market for a minute. I know you're tired of hearing about it, but look, I have to be a voice of warning here. I think I called it pretty good when about 6 or 7 weeks ago I said a new bear market is now underway in bonds. They've been whacked since then, and they've got a lot further to go as interest rates at some point in time will return to normal. And normal is much, much higher than where we're at today. Let's do a medical stock. Let's get back to our medical stock, which pays a 0.3% dividend yield and is headquartered in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania. The name of the company, well, let's go with the symbol first, UHS. And I featured it before here on the Best Stocks Now radio hour. In fact, I can tell you when I featured it because it's in my app. Whenever I feature a stock on the show, not only is it recorded, the audio recorded, but the video's recorded. And it's chopped up, and it's edited, and all kinds of fancy bells and whistles put in it. My brother-in-law does that. He does a fantastic job. I never expected. I mean, it's as good as some of the shows you see on TV. And obviously, the content's much better. Anyways, UHS, I last featured on May the 19th. In fact, you can tap on the app, and it's a talking app. If you ever get lonely, tap on the app, and you can watch my talking points on UHS back in May 19th. What do they do for a living? They operate 24 acute care hospitals and 216 behavioral health centers in 37 states, Washington, D.C., and Puerto Rico. This is a growing industry. I got to believe there's some rehab hospitals in there, which is a booming business. And being down in Cabo San Lucas and La Paz for the last several days and looking at the people on the airplane flying back, looks like a few of them could use a little rehab at this point in time. Now, I'm not a drinker or a smoker, so I'm glad. I don't know. Look, I had a grandfather that was a bum on Skid Row. I've seen the dark side of that street. I don't want any part of that. But Universal Health Services helps people. And it's in a booming industry, the healthcare industry. It is now a $14 billion market cap company. and look at the returns that it's racked up over the years. UHS, Universal Health Services, over the last 10 years has delivered 16% per year. The market's delivered only 6. That's some pretty good alpha. Alpha is the difference between what the stock does and what the market does. You want to capture as much alpha as you possibly can. And I can't give you any guarantees that this stock will continue to capture alpha for you, but it's bagged some big alpha in the past here. Over the last 5 years, Universal Health has delivered 27% per year. It's doubled the returns of the market. So over here you've got your index fund, and over here you've got UHS, and it's doubled the returns of the index fund, but no guarantees going forward. Now get this, over the last 3 years, while more and more people have come into the healthcare system, and you know why, a lot of them are getting their healthcare now subsidized, more people in the healthcare system, this stock has tripled the returns of the market. It's averaged 49% per year, while the market's averaged 16.4. And finally, over the last 12 months, and this is one that I own in my, it's in my moderate risk profiles. One could be a conservative profile too. Now that's a big gap. Over the last 12 months, it's up 35%. And the market's up 8, 4 times. Here's those. Over the last 5 years, it's doubled the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's tripled the returns of the market. And over the last 12 months, it's quadrupled the returns. Now watch, over the next 12 months, it will underperform the market. Well, for that, we looked at valuation. And while there's no guarantees there, we can at least get an idea of where this stock might be headed if indeed they do meet their numbers going forward. And their numbers going forward are, they're expected to make next year $7.11 per share. And they're expected to continue to grow by about 12% per year going forward. Now that's way better than the economy, and that's way better than the average stock in the market. So if we take that $7.11 and we grow it out over the next 5 years, just use a little compound annual growth formula, and then apply a multiple, I come up with a $222 target price. And the stock's currently trading at $139. And of course, with the big news coming out of the Supreme Court that subsidies are okay, that pretty much is the nail in the coffin of anybody that was trying to put an end to Obamacare. We now have health care in America, and it's here to stay. Universal Health Services is blowing up to the upside along with many other medical stocks this week. It looks to me like it's still decently valued, and I think you're going to see revisions upwards to those earnings estimates going forward. Now, I got a lot of stocks to choose from. A lot of assets out there. There's mutual funds. There's ETFs. There's Chinese stocks, there's European stocks, there's small caps, there's mid caps, there's large caps. They all have an equal opportunity in the Gunderson database that I've created. And by the way, I've got an intern that's going to be starting here soon. We're going to add about 1,000 stocks to the database over the next month or two. Everybody's got a chance. My opinion is the more rocks you look under, the more gold nuggets you're going to find. UHS comes in at number 176 out of 4,153, and it is a stock that I continue to own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement, with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNow app was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Sapperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNow app is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, you know, you have to be flexible in the market, because when the market changes, you know, if you're rigid, and if maybe you got into this business or started trading 5 or 6 years ago, you've known nothing but falling interest rates, and things have changed. So you have to be flexible, and you have to be willing to make changes when things change. You know, on Father's Day, I was down in Cabo San Lucas area 35 years ago. I was there with my father. I've been going to Mexico since I was a little boy, and have always enjoyed it very much. They've had their issues lately, especially with the drug cartels. But now that the elections are over, they had their midterm elections. Everything has settled down there once again. I guess the gangs just want to know who's really the boss leading up to the elections. And then once the elections are over, you know, which they've pretty much, I think, bought and put their people in place, then everything kind of calms down and gets back to business as usual once again. And I sat down in Cabo San Lucas on Father's Day at the Hacienda, which is now a beach and resort club. It's gigantic. But when we were going there, I think it was one of only three hotels in Mexico, in Cabo San Lucas. And now there's too many to count. I mean, what has happened down there? It's San Diego South down there now. But there's still those quirks in Mexico. You still got to be flexible. We were staying on the fifth floor, which is the top floor of the hotel we were staying at. And we got in to leave, and the elevator only had an up button. Now, we're on the fifth floor. Now, this is typical Mexico, you see. We're on the fifth floor. We want to go down to our car, and there's only an up button. And we kind of looked at each other, bewildered. What do we do now? There's only an up button. I can't go up. What's up there? There's nothing but the roof. Well, we pushed the up button, along came the elevator, and it took us down. I can remember another time. Our room was number 315, and the bellboy pushed the fourth floor. And I said, no, we're on 315. See, here's what the key says. He says, I know. You know us Mexicans. We're 315 is on the fourth floor. Okay. But so you have to be flexible, you know, and as you're driving down there, I have no problems driving down there. I've been driving down there since I had a driver's license. We take the toll road to the airport. We're about halfway on it. All of a sudden there's a roadblock and a guy waving his arms telling us you got to make a U-turn and go back. I guess the road is closed or something. So this set us back about 45 minutes, you know, when you're trying to make a plane. You just got to remain flexible. But I can tell you this, if you're flexible in the market, and if you're flexible in Mexico, that's really all you need to taste a little bit of heaven is a tortilla, some avocado, little beans and rice, and some salsa. Throw in a little fresh sea bass that was caught that day, or some tapioca steak, which is the best steak I've ever had in my life. That's all you need. I could live on that the rest of my life. Tortilla, avocado, beans and rice, salsa, fresh sea bass, and tapioca. Why do we need anything else? And in the stock market, it's all about earnings, isn't it? And I do owe some people, now that I'm back, I owe some people my world's best chili relleno recipe, which I carry with me in my wallet, as I do that original Caesar salad recipe, which was invented in Tijuana, Mexico. Everybody wants to give credit to the Italians for the Caesar salad. No. Invented on Revolution Boulevard at the Caesar Hotel by Caesar Cardini. They should put up a statue to him. Maybe standing on some croutons. Well, that would be the fifth thing I would add. Tortillas, avocado, beans, rice, salsa, fresh sea bass, tapioca steak, and a Caesar salad. I had a Caesar salad every day I was in Mexico. Every single day. And you know what? That little slice of anchovy, just one, just a little bit, makes all the difference in the world. That salty anchovy. And it's the same way in the stock market. Earnings, earnings, earnings. Throw in a little bit of relative strength for good measure. Throw in a stock chart for good measure. And throw in a little bit of safety. Take a look at how the stock did in 2008. And that's what you need to survive in the stock market. You don't want the things that are ranked at the bottom. That's why it's so critical. Every week in my newsletter, I show you the top asset classes. Do not delve outside of those top asset classes. You don't need any more than tortillas and avocados and beans. You don't need to delve off into the exotic stuff that might make you sick. There's a lot of things in the market right now that might make you sick. Then I get down into the indexes around the world. Sometimes the foreign indexes are more favorable than the U.S., and sometimes, like it has been lately, the U.S. dominates. And lastly, the sectors of the market, and then you move down one more step, the individual stocks. And what do you say? When the stock market isn't working, when the road is closed, when the bridge is washed out, there's such a thing called inverse funds that go the other way. That's why you have to remain flexible, willing to change in the market, because the market changes. And when the market changes, if you continue to drive forward into that bridge that's been washed out, you ought to see some of the detours we went on, because they still have a few effects from Hurricane Odelie down there. Well, right now, Hurricane Odelie is coming through the bond market, and it's just arriving. And at some point in time, it's going to come through the stock market. And at that point in time, we're going to want to batten up the hatches, cover up the windows with the plywood, buy some inverse funds for insurance, hunker down, and maybe we'll try to make money the other way, especially if we know it's coming. You know, they're always on watch down there for hurricanes. Hurricane Carlos was headed that way. They were ready. Luckily, it didn't hit. Hurricane Bill. Hurricane Bill, they were worried about. Hurricane Blanca was headed that way. They're always prepared, just like we're prepared here for the next hurricane that comes through the stock market. Right now, I do not see it. It's still good fishing, so let's go get some. PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.